Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parshas Veschanan, that is Parak Hey, Pasuk Yates. And in the previous Aliyah, Moshe Rabbeinu recounted to Klal Yisrael that they had been at Har Sinai, and he reminded them of the Asaras HaDibros. And now he continues, as Hadvar Ma'ela, these words, Dibur Hashem al Kol Kalchem Bahar, Hashem spoke to all of you assembled at the mountain, Mitai Ha'esh, Ha'anon, Va'arafel, amidst the fire, cloud, and dark fog, Kol Gadol V'lo Yosef, a very great voice that did not stop, Va'yichtevei Mal Shnei Luchas Havanim, and he wrote them, he inscribed them on the two luchas of stone, and he gave them to me. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yates, V'lo Yosef, and Rashi's addressing why is it that the word Yosef, which really means to add on, why is it that used, however we translated it as did not stop. So Mitargaminon, Targum translates it as V'lo Pasak, he did not stop. Lefishit Midas Basar V'dam, Einu Yochel Dabar called Varv Ben Shima Achaz, a person of flesh and blood, he's not able to speak everything he wants to in one breath. Even someone who speaks very fast, he has to breathe every once in a while. V'tzarch L'Havsek, he has to pause. Umidas Kash Baruch Hu Enikin, however Hashem's not like that. L'Hayah Paisik, he doesn't have to stop talking at all, and since he doesn't have to stop, that means he doesn't have to add anything on either. He's able to say everything in one shot, because his voice, his sound, it lasts and it's there forever. Another way of understanding, he's not going to continue to appear publicly like he did at Har Sinai. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf, and it was when you heard the voice from amidst the darkness, and the mountain was burning in fire, and all the heads of your tribes and your elders approached me, and you said, behold, Hashem has shown us his greatness and his glory, and we heard his voice from amidst the fire. Today we saw that Hashem could speak to a person and he's going to live. Now why should we die? The great fire is going to consume us. If we continue hearing the voice of Hashem our God, we're just going to die. Is there any flesh that heard the voice of the living God speaking from amidst the fire, Kamainu, like we did, Vayachi, and lived? You should approach and you should hear that which Hashem our God says, and you should tell over to us everything Hashem our God speaks to you, and we're going to hear it and we're going to perform it. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Dalid, Rashi is addressing why is that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he reminded them of what they said, he used the Lashon Nekeva, the female version, Ve'at, instead of saying Ve'ata tedaber elenu. So Rashi explains, he tashed them as Kechi Kinekeva. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, as you weakened me like a female, Shenitz ta'arti aleichem v'yirfisim es yaday, because I was pained over you and you weakened my hand. Ki ro'isi she'enchem charedim l'skar ve'ilv ma'ava. I saw that you weren't deeply desirous to come close to Hashem out of a deep love. V'chi lo ha'yav alechem limon mipi ha'gvurav lo limon u'meni. Wouldn't it have been better for you to learn from Hashem and not to learn from me? But back to Chumash Pasuk Hafei. Vayishma Hashem es kodi reichem. Hashem heard the sound of your voice, b'dabarechem elai, when you spoke to me. And Hashem said to me, Shamati es kol divrei alma hazeh asher dibru elecha. I heard the voice of this nation that spoke to you. Hey, tivu kol asher diberu. They actually did well in that which they spoke to you. Mi yitain, who can assure, who can promise, v'hay levavam zeh lohem, that such shall be their heart, meaning such shall be their desire, liyira isi, to fear me, v'lishma es komet zveisa kol yomim, and to guard, to perform my commandments all their days, l'man yitav lohem, so that should be good for them, v'livneim lo'ilam, and for their children forever. Lechem or lohem, go tell them, shuv lechem le'lechem, go return to your tents. V'ato and you, meaning you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you stand over here with me, and I'm going to speak to you all of the commandments and the chukim mishpatim that you shall teach them, and that they shall do in the land that I give them as inheritance to possess it, and you shall guard to perform like Hashem your God commanded you. Do not turn right or left, any journey, any direction, any way that Hashem commands you, you shall go on that, so you shall live and it will be good for you, and you'll have long days in the land that you will possess it. And this is the commandments, the chukim mishpatim, that Hashem your God commanded to teach you, to do them in the land that you are crossing over into it to possess it, so you should fear Hashem your God, to guard all of his chukim and mitzvahs that I command you, you, ubincha, and your children, and your grandchildren, all the days of your life, and so you can have long days. V'shamata Yisrael, and Yisrael hearken, hear, listen. V'shamata la'asoyz, you shall guard to perform them. Asher yitav l'cha, so it shall be good for you. V'asher tirban ma'od, so that you will increase very much. Kasher dibar Hashem l'kei v'asech halach, just like Hashem, the God of your forefathers, spoke to you. Eretz zav aschal v'dvash, a land flowing with milk and honey. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up with the sixth Aliyah tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.